at the Salmon Project, we are collecting and sharing the stories of Alaskans and building our sense of shared narrative of ourselves as salmon people here in the state. We know that many, in fact, most Alaskans are connected personally with salmon, but a lot of times those connections happen at very personal levels, at the level of our homes or our neighborhoods or our families, and that we don't always have insight into or exposure to the salmon-related lives of Alaskans from other places and different ways of interacting with the resource. So we work on building that shared narrative, and we do so out of conviction that a shared narrative will help us as Alaskans be better stewards for the resource over the long term, over decadal and generational time frame.
That sounds like it could be true with many different resources.
But why salmon? Salmon is a little bit unique in the state as a resource that covers nearly every geography and is still rooted deeply in the lives of people, regardless of whether they live in coastal areas or inland areas of the state. The salmon come to us. So it occupies a unique space, and it gives us a unique platform for talking to people and talking with people about their long-term values as Alaskans related to this resource.
All right. And one of the initiatives of the Salmon Project right now that's happening now is a book drop in the book, The King of Fish. Over 1,000 copies of this book are being handed out all over the state. And even here in Petersburg, right now at the library, they have free copies for people to pick up. Can you tell me about that book drop?
Yeah, the book drop is designed to create a common set of information for people to use as a base for discussion about longer time frame impacts on salmon. So The King of Fish is a book written by a geomorphologist at the University of Washington. His name is David Montgomery.
And what does that mean, geomorphologist?
A geomorphologist means essentially that he looks at things over a really long time frame. So he writes this book about the last 1,000 years of salmon human history, and then, of course, eons of salmon evolutionary history before that. And what he's able to show in his writing is that a lot of the impacts on salmon that happen that have led to the kinds of poor outcomes that we see in places like Europe and the East Coast of North America and the West Coast of North America and the lower 48, but those impacts accumulate over long time frames that are outside perhaps of the normal 5 and 10 and 15 year planning views or perspectives that we as short-lived humans have. And so what's interesting about the book is it, for an Alaskan who is really intimately familiar with salmon, which is going to describe the majority of Alaskans, gives us a completely different way of looking at something that's otherwise very familiar. So what happened for us in reading The King of Fish and sharing it with several dozen people in the initial years of the Salmon Project effort was that it gave people a different doorway to walk through together for having discussions about how salmon are doing in Alaska and how we think we're doing as Alaskans with respect to this resource and stewarding it over the long term. I think it's important to note we are not necessarily endorsing Montgomery's findings. I mean, he has some recommendations at the end of his book that may or may not actually resonate with Alaskans, but his book doesn't actually have an Alaska chapter because he writes from the Puget Sound perspective. He really wraps up his storytelling there. He does talk a little bit about Alaska, but what it provides for us is a framework for having conversations around how we think we are doing in Alaska, where we think we're doing well, where we may be perhaps mimicking some of the behaviors that in the past haven't really worked out for the fish. And it does so, you know, we don't have to take a side. The book doesn't have an opinion about Alaska that we have to refute or dispute. It just gives us a common platform for then our own conversations in our own communities in our own state.